Radish's Great Escape. Radish the hedgehog woke with a great yawn and a sleepy blink. He stretched his little paws, shook out his spines, and took a deep sniff of the fresh spring air. The scent of damp earth, new grass, and distant blossom filled his nose. Hibernation had left him hungry, and his belly gave a rumbling protest. It was time for breakfast. He set off in search of worms, beetles, and whatever else he could find, his tiny feet padding softly across the damp soil. But as he reached the edge of the garden, something was wrong. Where there should have been an open gap leading to the world beyond, there was now a tall wooden fence. Radish stopped short, sniffing the air again as if that might change what he was seeing. He shuffled left, then right, pressing his nose against the base of the fence. Solid. No gaps. No escape. He was trapped. Radish's heart pitter-pattered in his chest. He'd always wandered freely, his little hedgehog highways leading him from one garden to another. But now, someone had shut him in. And worse still, he had no idea how to get out. Lucy arrived at her granddad's house late on Friday afternoon, her suitcase bumping along behind her. It was the Easter holidays and she always stayed with Grandad for the first week. His house was her favourite place, an old cottage with a big wild garden full of birds, insects and, if she was lucky, the odd frog in the pond. The next morning Lucy woke early. As she pulled back the curtains, something caught her eye. A fine silvery trail crisscrossing the damp grass. It glistened in the morning light like a tiny path drawn by an invisible hand. Lucy frowned. That wasn't there yesterday, she muttered. She rushed downstairs, slipped on her wellies before heading outside. Kneeling on the grass, she traced the delicate lines with her finger. A trail, but whose? Snail trails were thicker, and these were too wiggly to be cat prints. Something had been walking here in the night, but what? The mystery tugged at her mind all day, and by bedtime Lucy had made up her mind she would stay up and find out who the mystery guest was. That night, long after Grandad had gone to bed, Lucy crept downstairs, wrapping herself in her dressing gown. The air outside was cool and filled with the soft rustle of leaves. She found a spot behind a bush and settled in to wait. It wasn't long before she heard it, a faint rustling near the flower bed. Holding her breath, she peered through the darkness. And there, trotting carefully across the grass, was a hedgehog. Lucy's heart leapt with excitement. She'd never seen a hedgehog up close before. He was small and round, his spine sticking up like a tiny hairbrush. His nose wiggled as he snuffled at the ground, and his little legs moved in quick, determined steps. Then he reached the fence. Lucy watched as he sniffed along the base, pacing up and down. He scratched at the wood, nudged it with his nose, then let out a small huffy sigh. He's stuck, Lucy whispered to herself. Carefully, she shuffled closer. The hedgehog tensed, then curled into a tight ball. Shh, it's okay, Lucy said gently. I won't hurt you. After a moment, the hedgehog uncurled slightly, one beady eye peeking out. Lucy smiled. I saw your trails this morning. You've been looking for a way out, haven't you? The hedgehog sniffed the air. Then, to Lucy's astonishment, he he spoke. "I was asleep," he grumbled, "and when I woke up, this fence was here. How am I supposed to get to the other gardens now?" Lucy blinked. She knew hedgehogs didn't usually talk. Perhaps just this once they did. "I'm Lucy. What's your name?" she asked. "Radish," said the hedgehog, his nose twitching, "and I'm very hungry." Lucy's heart swelled with sympathy. "Oh, you poor thing. Stay here. I'll be right back." She dashed inside, raiding the fridge for a small dish of water and some of Grandad's cat food. When she returned, Radish was still waiting, watching her with curious eyes. "Here you go," she said, placing the dish down. Radish sniffed, then tucked in eagerly. "Hmm," he mumbled between mouthfuls. "You're a very kind human." Lucy giggled. "You're a very chatty hedgehog." Radish licked his lips, looking much happier now his belly was full. "Thank you, Lucy, but I still need to get out. I can't stay here forever." Lucy nodded firmly. "I'll help you. We just need to convince Grandad." The next morning over breakfast, Lucy told Grandad everything. "There's a hedgehog in the garden and he can't get out because of the new fence." Grandad stirred his tea. "Ah, a hedgehog, eh?" "Yes, his name's Radish." Grandad raised an eyebrow. "You named him, did you?" Lucy hesitated. She wasn't quite sure how to explain that Radish had told her his own name. "Well, sort of," she said instead. "But Grandad, he really is stuck and hedgehogs need lots of gardens to find enough food. He can't live in just one." Grandad took a thoughtful sip of tea. "You're quite right, Lucy. Hedgehogs do need to roam." Lucy's face lit up. "Then can we help him?" Grandad smiled. "I think we can." That afternoon, Grandad fetched his tools while Lucy chose the perfect spot along the fence. "Here," she said, pointing to a shady corner near the flower bed. Grandad got to work, carefully sawing a small hole at the base of the fence. When he was done, he stepped back to admire his work. "There we are, a proper hedgehog highway." Lucy beamed. "Thank you, Grandad." That night she crept outside again, Radish waiting expectantly. "It's done," Lucy whispered, leading him to the hole. Radish sniffed the new opening, his little nose wiggling. Then with a happy grunt, he scurried through. On the other side, he turned and gave Lucy a grateful look. "You're a good friend," he said softly. "Thank you." Lucy felt a warm glow in her chest. "Come back and visit, won't you?" Radish twitched his nose. "Of course, someone's got to keep an eye on you." And with that, he vanished into the night. Over the next few weeks, Lucy often found new trails in the grass, and sometimes when she left food out, the dish would be empty by morning. Grandad even made a little sign next to the hole. "Hedgehog Highway, please keep clear." Lucy knew that whenever he roamed, Radish would always have a way home. And that made her heart feel as warm as a spring morning.